The city of Bakersfield, California, is known for country music, agriculture, oil production, and bird watching, as Valley Public Radio's Ezra David Romero discovered in a neighborhood park lined with tall palm trees.
Maddie, Elsie, and I walk binoculars in hand through Beale Park in the center of Bakersfield, California. I'd read about a group of parakeets living in the area while researching how to take care of my own pet parakeets. Elsie's a member of the Kern Audubon Society here in town.
There's one. Oh, look. About six of them.
That's so cool. I'm like birding out right now.
Good. Once you get hooked.
I was shocked at how big the parakeets are. The green and yellow birds can grow up to 16 inches long. They're technically small parrots, but what sets them apart are their long tails. These parakeets are native to Asia and some parts of Africa. So why do thousands of them call Bakersfield home? Allison Sheehy is a master naturalist who focuses on this region. She says it all started with bad weather.
In 1977, there was a huge windstorm that hit. The winds were in excess of 100 miles an hour, and it blew apart an aviary.
Two breeding pairs of parakeets escaped.
There were a lot of other birds that escaped, but it seemed like the rosary parakeets were the only ones that successfully started breeding.
Almost 40 years later, these parakeets are thriving in Bakersfield because the temperature and rainfall is similar to northern India, where the original breeding birds are from. Sheehy says there are about 3,000 of them living in palm trees by night. By day, they roam the city hunting for nuts, stone fruit, and flowers to eat. Sheehy doesn't think the parakeets will leave the city because they're afraid of predators.
So that basically they're kept into Bakersfield. They're not migratory. They don't fly out to Fresno or any place else.
Sheehy says the parakeets are doing well in the area. And she says their bills may even be adapting, possibly to take advantage of food sources in the city. She says the population seems to have larger bills than back when they first escaped in 1976.
Whether it's actually genetics from that subspecies or we're seeing an evolutionary adaptation to young who can survive who have the larger bill. I don't know yet.
Every day at dusk, the parakeets return to their roosts in a tall patch of palm trees on the corner of Union and California Avenues in Bakersfield. Their neighbors are a grocery store across the street and a group home below the trees. Once the birds settle in for the evening, it's hard to know they're even there. But for birdwatchers who travel miles to see them, these parakeets are a hidden gem. For Here and Now, I'm Ezra David Romero in Bakersfield, California.
And while we're on the topic, why not pause for guidance for all of you bird lovers who want to feed the birds in your neighborhood? Backyard birders say our winged friends like to hang out around evergreen trees, so put your feeders there, out of the reach of the family cat. Make sure you have a good place to store your bird feed in a sealed plastic container so you don't attract rodents or those rascally raccoons. And if you need help identifying your feathered friends, there's an app for that. The Audubon Bird Guide North America app is downloadable on your smartphone. You're all set.